Chapter 6. Meter and Time Signature. All times are not alike, Cervantes. Not the metric system. At the beginning of every piece of well-written music is the time signature or meter, numbers that give you information about the piece of music you're about to play. There are two numbers, and although they're written like a fraction, the relationship between the numbers is different. The time signature or meter tells you how many beats are in each measure. The time signature also tells you what kind of note gets one beat. Here are examples of the most common meters. They're pronounced 4-4, that's 4 over 4, 3-4, or 3 over 4, and 2-4, or 2 over 4. Here's what the time signature or meter looks like on both the 1 and 5 line staff, and you can see those images at basicmusictheory.audio. The top number. The top number tells you how many beats will be in each measure. So in the examples above, in 4-4 time, there will be 4 beats in each measure. In 3-4 time, there will be 3 beats in each measure. And in 2-4 time, there will be 2 beats in each measure. The top number in the meter can be almost anything, but the most common ones are 4, 3, 2, and 6, pretty much in that order. The bottom number. The bottom number tells you what type of note, whole, half, quarter, gets one beat. The most common time signature has a 4 as its bottom number. Remember fractions? Another way of saying 1/4 is 1/4, right? And so, with a 4 in the bottom of the time signature, you know that the quarter note receives one beat. There are only a few possible numbers for the bottom number of the time signature because there are only a few types of notes, whole, half, quarter, etc. The most common numbers at the bottom of the time signature are 4, quarter note gets one beat, 2, a half note gets one beat, and 8, or the eighth note gets one beat. The eighth note you will learn later. 4 is by far the most common. And because it's the most common and the easiest to understand, we're going to stick with 4 as the bottom number until chapter 35, More Meters. Then you'll learn about time signatures in which a note other than the quarter note receives one beat. Why one meter and not another? Why have different meters? When you look at the following familiar musical examples, you'll see how the words and the music fall in certain patterns. The pattern might be shaped by both the words and the music. If there's a 4-beat pattern, it'll probably be in 4-4 time. A 2-beat pattern is in 2-4 time, and a 3-beat pattern is in 3-4 time. 4-4 time. This meter is much more common than all of the other meters. If you're a beginner, you'll most likely be working in this time signature for a while before moving on to others. The examples below and at this book's website use nursery rhymes and folk or popular songs to show why different meters are used. The tunes are written on the 5-line staff, then simplified to just the rhythm part on a 1-line staff. Don't worry if you don't understand the up and down movements of the notes or some of the symbols on the 5-line staff. We're going to get to all of that soon. For now, focus on the rhythm only. You can see from the examples how these songs fall easily into their metric pattern. Notice where the bar lines are drawn, because you'll have to do this yourself in the practical use section at the end of this chapter. Notice how each measure contains 4 beats. Also take note of the fact that half notes are sustained for 2 beats. Whole notes would be sustained for 4 beats. Here's Mary Had a Little Lamb in 4-4 time, rhythm and pitch. Below that is just rhythm on the 1-line staff. Tap it out. And again, you can see this image of Mary Had a Little Lamb at basicmusictheory.audio. Common time. Because 4-4 time is so common, you'll often see a large capital letter C in the place of the time signature at the beginning of the music. The C stands for common, and on a staff, it looks like this. A C at the very beginning of the music. 2-4 time. This is another fairly common time signature, though not as common as 4-4. Again, notice how easily the musical example falls into the pattern of 2 beats per measure. On the full staff, again, pay no attention to the up and down motion of the notes for now. Focus on the rhythm only as you tap, sing, and read through the single line example showing just the rhythm. Here are a few measures of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star in 2/4 time
at basicmusictheory.audio.
3/4 time. 3/4 is a fun time signature. It has a lilting, circular feel to it, especially if you take it fast. Keep it slow at first until you get the hang of this meter. If you've ever heard a waltz or danced a waltz, you've heard the 3/4 pattern. It usually has a strong pulse on the first beat of each measure, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, etc. In a jazz waltz, the emphasis is sometimes on beat 3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, like that. Study the use of quarter and half notes used to show the rhythm below, a few measures of the song My Favorite Things from The Sound of Music by Rodgers and Hammerstein. This song is in 3/4 time. Check out the stellar jazz version by John Coltrane, and you can find that link on this book's website, where you can also see My Favorite Things written out in 3/4 time. Moving on. Now that you've learned what meters and or time signatures are and what the numbers mean, you're ready to learn a counting system to help you figure out how a written rhythm should sound. You'll get all that in the next chapter, Down with the Count. For now, the Chapter 6 Study Guide. Number 1. What is another name for meter? Another name for meter is time signature. Number 2. Where does the time signature appear? It appears at the beginning of a piece of music. Number 3. What information does the time signature give you? The time signature gives you how many beats are in each measure and which note gets one beat. Number 4. What are the 3 most common time signatures? Those are 4/4, 2/4, and 3/4 time. Number 5. What does the top number of a time signature tell us? It tells us how many beats are in one measure. Number 6. What does the bottom number tell us? The bottom number tells us what kind of note gets one beat. And number 7, why are different meters used? Different meters are used because each song has its own rhythmic pattern. The meter depends on the rhythmic patterns of the song. Practical use exercise. Write out a 5-line staff. At the beginning of that staff, write one of the meters that you learned in this chapter. Fill up that staff with notes and rests that you've learned. Those are quarter notes, half notes, whole notes, and their associated rests. The trick will be to place bar lines correctly based on the meter. Use a pencil.